Esmeralda, can you believe he found his way here?
Oh, he made it. Good.
I guess the submarine worked.
Hey, guys.
It's Skip Skipley.
How you doing?
Hi, Skip.
I am on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Even though I've been in a submarine for the last 2 days.
Oh, wow.
2 days.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to navigate the Chicago River in a sub.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the navigator. Cheech is.
Cheech is? Cheech. Oh, that's right. Cheech and Chong. He's in the Bong Marine.
Oh, right.
That's right.
It's not a Bong Marine when I'm on board. But Cheech borrowed it for a weekend. Let me just say, it came back smelling funny.
A bit like a boys' locker room in high school. So, hey, welcome. Do you like our new facilities?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Not as nice as my new submarine, but nice.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
How many rooms you got in that submarine?
Well, there are no rooms, Esmeralda. They're compartments.
Oh.
See? Sorry.
I should have known that, considering my expertise in submarine movies.
Yeah, how dare you make me look like a fool in front of...
All right, so this is what we are playing for the record. It's kind of similar to the VH1 pop-up video. There are questions concerning music from the 80s and 90s, and at one point we will be asked to sing, and there you go. So that's how it goes. Who gets the first question?
That would be you, Mr. DiGilio.
All right, hang on a second.
Gotta grab a piece of paper. Oh.
Paper to keep score. We're on these high chairs now, and I gotta bend all the way over to get to the garbage can, and I'm completely out of shape. All right. I get winded tying my shoes, everybody.
Yeah, well, it should be interesting for you and Dan with that 10-minute walk every day.
Yeah, I know. That's fun.
You're gonna be so fit.
Yeah.
Bending over chairs. Walking for 10 minutes.
Tying my shoes. All right, Skip, are we ready for our first question?
We are. All right. British vocalist Paul Young had a number one hit in 1985 with what song? Was it Every Time You Go Away, Oh Girl, Come Back and Stay, or I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down?
See, that's good, you know, because those are all Paul Young songs. Mm. So it's not like they were trying to be stupid. But I believe it's Every Time You Go Away.
You are correct.
He was one of my favorites in the 80s, Paul Young. I saw him in concert.
Yeah,
at the Congress. Mm. He was good. He had a great voice. So,
remember the opening act for a Paul Young?
I do not. It was a local band. It was one of those deals where they just picked a local band. I can't remember who
that's
it was.
Nice.
But yeah, it was Congress Theater. And the Congress Theater, this was in the 80s. The Congress Theater was not a popular venue at that time. It was good. I remember it was really unusual that he played. People were like, what the hell is the Congress?
There you go.
Yeah.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey made history when Emotions went to number one by being the first artist to have their first 5 singles make it to the number one spot. Who previously held the record of 4? Was it David Bowie, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, or the Beatles?
Jackson 5.
That is correct.
Nice. Is somebody printing something up in there, Skip?
Somebody apparently is.
Okay.
I was like, ooh, is that music?
I thought we were on a spaceship for a second.
Oh, I thought it was like the thinking music.
Oh.
Like, oh.
All right, well, we're tied at 1. Nice job, Esmeralda.
Yes.
It's very impressive.
All right.
The category is real name.
Real name.
It will also be your song.
Oh, no.
Mr. DiGilio, please provide us a line or two from Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now.
I prefer to think of it as Tommy James's I Think We're Alone Now. I think we're alone now. everyone, I know this song because it
doesn't seem to be
anyone around. I think I'm alone now. Everybody went to the park. I think we're alone now. I'm blanking on this. I know this song.
Sound.
I think we're alone now.
I like how you don't even go for rhymes. You just
right the park.
Yeah,
and when you go to a mall,
yeah,
because it's Tiffany.
Because Tiffany's there.
Yeah,
yeah.
The mall tour.
But yeah, this is a Tommy James song. I want people to know that. It's not a Tiffany song. She did a bad cover of it in the 80s. Tommy James is the original.
Bad.
The 60s. The original version of this song is the real version.
I wouldn't call the Tiffany version bad.
I just did. All right, what's next? What do I got to answer about this?
What is Tiffany's birth name?
Oh, come on now.
Sarah Williams, Tiffany Ellers, Tiffany Darwish, Brittany Chepelink. What is Tiffany's birth name? Sarah Williams, Tiffany Ellers, Tiffany Darwish, Brittany Chepelink.
The third one. See.
You are correct. Tiffany Darwish.
No Tommy James questions in this one?
Nope.
Okay.
Not this time around. Esmeralda, you're on stage is the category.
Uh-oh.
Who was awarded the Academy of Country Music Awards Artist of the Decade for the 90s? So who was the Artist of the Decade for the 90s according to the Academy of Country Music Awards? Was it Martina McBride, Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, or Prince?
Prince.
I mean, he is amazing.
Yeah, he can do anything.
He can do anything. I'm going to go with Garth Brooks.
You are correct.
Yeah. See, I thought that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Without the.
No, he dominated the 90s. Yeah. There's no question about it.
That little microphone.
Especially the late 90s, like from like 96 on. He was the biggest. All right.
One hit wonders, the category.
One hit wonders. Oh, boy. Ooh.
Their 1986 hit Rumors hit the top 10. Who were they? Was it Times 2, The Time, The Chocolate Watch Band, Timex Social Club?
What was the first one again?
Times 2, The Time, Chocolate Watch Band, or Timex Social Club?
Whew, man. It's either A or D. It's certainly not B or C. A or D. I'm going to go D.
That is correct. Timex Social Club.
Really? That is a real band?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I thought it was
and
a donkey band.
The Time are not a one-hit wonder. The Time are legends.
We do have one more question left, but if you'll indulge me for a moment.
Yes?
So the Chocolate Watch Band.
Yeah.
It's a real band?
I don't know, but if they were a real band.
They're not, I don't think.
Would it be a band of people who enjoy chocolate watches or somebody who wears...
A chocolate watch band?
Yes.
That's a good question.
How could you deal with a chocolate watch?
Band. You'd have a regular watch, but the band would be made of chocolate.
Yeah, but wouldn't it melt? Especially close to your skin?
Especially right.
Would it be in tin foil?
Especially like the last 3 days.
No, it'd be in tin foil because then it'd be gold. And then whenever you want, you peel a little and just snack on it.
See, I'd imagine if it was a band that enjoyed chocolate watches, it would be like the pocket watch.
Yeah.
They would just take a bite.
By the way, I'm sorry. I'm looking up at the screen. Doesn't it look like Mary and Dave are about to do a point counterpoint?
He just walked away.
And Mary, listen for really quickly. When you were looking out your window or at your screen, Dave was looking at his screen, and it seriously looked like you guys were going to do point count. Now Dave's in there.
Now he's in the. That kind of looked like he was going to like strangle her.
It looked like that picture where people couldn't figure out who had the long hair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. No, it does. It looks like you guys are going to do point counterpoint. You're looking right at each other.
Because we are right across from each other. Yeah. And the only thing in between us is a couple news desks.
Yeah, your faces are like right, like looking right at each other like I'm going to take you out.
If that news camera wasn't so far away, it could be a Brady Bunch situation.
It could be, yeah.
Yes.
It could be. All right.
We've all been working together way too long.
Way too long. Should we break here, Skip?
We have one more question.
Oh, one more question. Okay. Let's do one more question. Who's this for?
This is for Esmeralda. Mosh Pit is the category. What future star performed Run, Baby, Run at Woodstock 94? Was it Courtney Love, Janet Jackson, Katie Lang, or Sheryl Crow? What future star performed Run, Baby, Run at Woodstock 94?
Sheryl Crow.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Katie Lang's been around.
Yeah. All right, it's 4-3, but that's only because I sang already, Esmeralda.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, we'll take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then Skip Skipley, who has just left the building. He's going to, if he unretires,
the submarine.
If he unretires, he's got to go up 18 flights. I hope he knows that.
He went for a swim.
Yeah, man. This is all futuristic stuff, Esmeralda. This is, you know, Nucleus with.
Just saying that? Or
no, that's the band.
Okay.
And it's. It's N-E-W.
And oh, because it's C-L-E, new
nucleus. That's Jesse requested that. That's the second of the two first. That's computer age. You could tell it's computer. It sounded very computer like.
All the bleepy bloopies.
That's exactly right. That gives it away. When there's bleepy bloopies, that means
your
it's
future.
Computer. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich after this with the opening bell and Steve Cochran. We are all here at 303 East Wacker for the first time. All of us are working together, and we're having a good time. And we will be back tomorrow for Wildcard Wednesday, and a couple of the guys who are running the Cinepocalypse Film Festival will join us to tell us all about that and more. Look, Esmeralda, look who came back. 18 flights, submarine and all.
It's got a trampoline on it, so I just jump.
Oh, you just jump right up.
I thought the raccoons taught you how to climb the side of the building.
Excuse me. I taught them.
Oh!
Remember. I mean, that makes sense. Parkour. That makes complete
sense. That's parkour. That's right. He's parkour.
That's right.
That's right. All right. With Skip Skipley, everybody. He's back. Bracelet in hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cats are outside. The cats have made it all the way up to the 18th floor with raccoons on their backs.
And the raccoons are like just telling them what to do,
directing them on how to climb.
Yeah,
yeah. And the raccoon from Minnesota is here.
Oh, of course.
He led the whole. He led the whole.
He's doing this all around the country.
He's doing a tour of climbing up skyscrapers.
Motivational conventions where he's just teaching animals how to climb skyscrapers.
All right. Well, Skip, we're back, and it's we're ready for round twosie.
There we are.
And I've got four. Esmelda's got three. And again, I only have that because I had to sing a song. You get a point for singing a song. So that's the only reason I'm at.
Esmeralda, the category is the 80s. This recording star once was an L.A. Laker cheerleader.
Paula Abdul.
That is correct.
Wow. That was a multiple choice. Yeah, they're all multiple choice.
Yeah. Yes. Mr. DiGilio, is your question, but it'll be Esmeralda's song. Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Lisa Loeb's Stay.
Dang it. Stay. You can. I want to. Don't listen.
Raccoons are falling off the building as we speak.
Stand the lose. You stay. Stay.
Wow.
You don't listen hard.
Don't listen hard. See, I don't remember that one. The whole, it's very fast part.
Yeah. It's
on the radio. Dude,
I don't
love her.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to answer the question. I'm just telling you right now, Skip, because I don't know what song this is at all.
Really?
You've never heard
it. Oh, wait. Oh, it's the Ethan Hawke song.
From my singing?
Oh, right. It's Ethan Hawke.
You didn't hear it?
You know what I was thinking? Wow. You know what I was thinking was Lisa and Cult Jam was in my head.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, what is that? No. This is Reality Bites. Okay, yeah, I know this song.
Yes. All right, we'll have to breeze through these categories after that wonderful rendition. Lisa Loeb was born in what city? Perez, Montreal, Dallas, or Fairbanks?
This is for me.
Yes.
I'm going to say, what is it again?
Perez, Montreal, Dallas, or Fairbanks?
Montreal.
That one?
Montreal.
That is incorrect. Dallas.
Okay.
We would have had a request of the Canadian bill.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
He's a Texan.
Esmeralda, the real name. What is Michael Bolton's birth name? Michael Bodon, Michael Stevens, Mitch Porter, Michael Bulletin.
What was the first one?
Michael Bodon.
What's the other one?
Michael Stevens.
Michael Stevens.
That is incorrect.
Because no, he works here.
Michael Bulletin.
Michael Bulletin. Really? Okay, we're tied at four. Huh.
Which was the 1998 Billboard Artist of the Year? Tim McGraw, Usher, Puff Daddy, or Tom Coca?
I'm going to say Puff Daddy.
That is incorrect. Usher.
Usher.
Okay. Esmeralda, one hit wonder. This group only peaked at 29 in 1985 with Turn Up the Radio. Who were they? The Musical Youth, Rude Boys, Autograph, or Every Teenager?
Rude Boys?
That is incorrect.
Autograph. Oh. That song's the most ridiculous song ever. All right, we're still tied at four.
Final question.
Okay, if I get it right, I win.
Mm.
If I get it wrong, we tie.
What do you get?
And we'll split a Buick.
Wow. Yeah. Just in half.
You just cut it right down the middle.
Should do long ways.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right.
Mosh Pit is a category. Constant touring helped what band singled All I Want and Walk on the Ocean make it to the top 20?
I get these guys confused. It's the two bands that I get confused.
Well, let's see if the two bands are multiple choice. All Primus, right. Toad the Wet Sprocket, Mr. Big, or Devo.
Okay, it's Toad the Wet Sprocket.
That is correct.
I get them mixed up with Todd, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. I get those bands.
That makes sense.
He's playing. They're playing Toad, Gallagher Todd. Way by the Cubs and with Gallagher smashing watermelons.
Which
soon.
One?
Right. Todd and the Big Heads.
Todd or Toad?
Toad. I like both those songs, by
Toad
the way.
Toad and the Big Heads.
All right.
Toad and the Big
Heads. All right. Let's get the hell out of here, shall we?
That happens when we're all together.
Esmeralda, I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Same time, same place. We'll take a break. The news is coming up next.